This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saudi Arabia insists that Iranian weapons were used in last weekend's devastating attack on its oil industry. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that means the responsibility for the assault lies squarely with Tehran in what he called an act of war. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As he flew to the kingdom, Pompeo dismissed claims by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen that they were behind the attack.
It doesn't matter. This was an Iranian attack.
The Saudis are stopping just shy of directly accusing Iran, but say it unquestionably sponsored the assault. Iran denies it and warns if the U.S. attacks in retaliation, it will face an immediate response. President Trump says he hasn't decided just what to do.
If we have to do something, we'll do it without hesitation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And asked about a possible U.S. military action against Iran, President Trump said it was a great sign of strength not to attack.
There's the ultimate option, and there are options a lot less than that. And we'll see. We're in a very powerful position. Right now, we're in a very, very powerful position.
You say the ultimate option. Are you talking
about? No, I'm saying the ultimate option, meaning go in. War. No, I'm not talking about that ultimate option, no.
U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, is set to appear Thursday before a House of Representatives committee to answer questions about now-stalled peace talks with the Taliban and the Trump administration's plans now that the president has called off the negotiations. Congressman Elliot Engel, who chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee, had issued a subpoena calling for Khalilzad to testify and said in a statement Wednesday that after days of negotiation with the State Department, the envoy would go before lawmakers for a classified briefing. Khalilzad held 9 rounds of negotiations with Taliban representatives in Doha, Qatar, and just before Mr. Trump scuttled the process, had announced an agreement in principle with the Taliban. This is VOA News. The Washington Post reports that U.S. President Trump's promise to a foreign leader so troubled an official in the U.S. intelligence community that it prompted them to file a whistleblower complaint. The Post, which cited 2 former officials familiar with the matter, said it was not immediately clear which foreign leader Mr. Trump was speaking with or what he pledged to deliver. The communication was a cell phone call, one former official said. Intelligence Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson determined that the complaint was credible and troubling enough to be considered a matter of urgent concern, a legal threshold that requires notification of congressional oversight committees. The U.S. Federal Reserve cut interest rates by a quarter point, a move tied in part to President Trump's trade war with China. In its announcement, the Fed promised to act as appropriate to keep the U.S. economy growing, but did not pledge further rate cuts as demanded by Mr. Trump, a frequent critic of Jerome Powell, his own appointee as Fed chairman. And Powell said he does not foresee any pattern of further rate cuts on the horizon.
If the economy does turn down, then a more extensive sequence of rate cuts could be appropriate. We don't see that. It's not what we expect. But we would certainly follow that path if it became appropriate.
Pakistan has ruled out talks with India until New Delhi reverses its recent controversial actions in disputed Kashmir. Pakistan also turned down India's overflight request for its prime minister's upcoming visit to the United States. Speaking to reporters, the prime minister, Imran Khan, charged those he called extremist nationalists, Hindu racists, control the government of India. Less than 5 weeks before polls open, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is doing damage control. Reuters' Ryan Brooks explains.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has apologized after a photo surfaced of him wearing brown face at a party in 2001. Trudeau spoke to reporters Wednesday after Time magazine published the image. He said he was dressed up like Aladdin for a gala where the theme was Arabian Nights.
I take responsibility for my decision to do that. I shouldn't have done it. I should have known better. It was something that I didn't think was racist at the time, but now I recognize it was something racist to do, and I am deeply sorry.
When asked if he would have told someone else to resign if they'd done this, Trudeau did not answer the question.
Reuters' Ryan Brooks. 3 former executives of Tokyo Electric Power Company have been acquitted in Tokyo District Court on criminal charges related to the 2011 meltdown of 3 reactors at the Fukushima nuclear plant in northeastern Japan. Prosecutors had accused former TEPCO chairman Shinichi Katsumata and former Vice President Sakamoto and Ishiro Takuro of professional negligence for failing to act. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.